The following is a presentation of Remnant.
Hey, this is Jeremiah from Remnant Church. We want you to be encouraged and filled with hope through your experience as you listen in. This life can be complicated, even confusing, but it's our hope that you catch a glimpse of God's unconditional love for you and His purpose for your life. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to a message from Pastor Jeremiah Vick.
So new series today. Sorry for the, series intro was going to be a little longer, and then all of a sudden it was. You got to get used to the 10-second one instead of the 45-second one. All right. Well, so the cheese theme has already started, and so if you had some cheese casserole, you know this is going to be a thing. Jesus, again, I apologize. There's going to be a lot of cheese over the next 4 weeks. I thought it was just going to be cheese puns, but apparently there's also going to be cheese products present. So I'm excited about this series for a couple of reasons. First of all, Thanksgiving is coming up. I don't know about you guys, but I get so excited about Thanksgiving, one of my favorite holidays of the year. I don't know that I am as excited about Thanksgiving as I used to be years ago, when I used to pull up to the Thanksgiving table and just eat as much as I possibly could. Now I have to kind of, you know, ration myself a little bit and hold back a little. And so, but I'm excited about Thanksgiving. We're actually always, for Thanksgiving, we're always up in the Bay Area visiting my sister. And this is going to be our first year, I think in 8 years, that we're going to have Thanksgiving here at home. So it's going to be a little bit different for us. It's going to be, you know, take some getting used to. But we've already started making some plans on things we could do here. But I'm excited about it again. I don't know what it is about Thanksgiving, more than just having such a great feast in front of you, but maybe getting all the family and friends together and just being able to celebrate this. It's like a precursor to Christmas, right? And my nephew works at Walmart, and he said they've been playing Christmas music for about a month now. He works in the garden section, so he's just like, it's like the same 10 songs on repeat. So he's like, yeah, I'm done with Christmas already, but we haven't even got that far yet. So our series, Cheesy Thanks, we did tell you there's a story behind the reason that cheese is the theme. Now, it's not my story, so I can't tell the story. Some of you were like, okay, I can't wait to hear the story, but I'm not going to tell it today, so you do have to come back next week, because this is Jerry's story. And really, this series was kind of in Jerry's honor. It's kind of funny because Jerry's coming back to be with us, which I'm super stoked about Jerry being here. It is going to be really good having him back. So that's the first good thing. And then I had messaged Jerry about a month ago, and I was just like, hey, when you get back, I want us to collaborate on a Thanksgiving series, because you're going to be arriving during Thanksgiving season. So let's be thinking about what we could do for this series. And we both sent the same message to each other. We both sent the same message, and it had to do with the story that we're going to tell you guys next week. But it was like our messages crossed, you know, and we both, you know, we're like, great minds think alike. Or maybe it's not great minds. Maybe it's just crazy people think alike. But anyway, that's how we came up with this idea for this series. So finding gratitude in the small stuff. As you saw from the intro, there are small things in life. Our lives are pretty much made up of small things. And there's way more small things in our lives than there are big things that are going on. So if we're not grateful for the small stuff that's happening, then, and we're waiting until something big happens, then obviously we're not going to be people that experience gratitude. So that's what it says here. Gratitude isn't just for the big moments. It's cultivated by noticing and appreciating the simple, cheesy blessings that fill our everyday lives. Now, we say cheesy blessings. These things that happen to us are not cheesy to us, but sometimes we feel a little bit shy maybe about being thankful for something that's small. Maybe we're thinking, oh, it's insignificant. It's really not that big of a deal. But the idea behind this series is we want to cultivate gratitude, and the only way we can do that is by us noticing how God shows up in the small areas of our lives. And so today's message is Say Cheese, seeing God in the little Kodak moments. Now, For those of you that are younger, you maybe don't know what a Kodak moment is. So let me explain. If you're older here, you bear with me. You've been using the phrase for a while, but basically, the Kodak camera, when the Kodak camera came out, that was kind of one of their little slogans, was that you wanted to capture these special moments that happened in your family, with friends, whatever it was. Nowadays, we think of like, oh yeah, let's get a screenshot of that, or let's get a selfie, or let's remember this, let's, you know, get a group photo. But back then, it was like the Kodak moment, right? Because everybody had it. That was the brand of camera that you had. If you didn't have a Kodak, then I guess, I don't know, maybe you weren't cool, but whatever. But so when something special happened, it kind of got tagged as a Kodak moment. You know, your kid's first steps. Oh, it's a Kodak moment. Get the camera out, right? So something happened. You make honor roll for the first time. Oh, it's a Kodak moment. You know, everybody gather around. Graduation, Kodak moment. Okay. So our lives are full of these moments that mean something to us, but they may not mean something to the other people around us. They may not mean something to someone who doesn't know us very well, but they are special moments. And so this verse is going to be our starting point for today. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." All circumstances. Now, I know this verse is not unfamiliar. You've seen it before, you maybe have heard it before, we've probably talked about it. But the whole idea behind this verse is that all circumstances implies that there is this perpetual noticing of things to be thankful for. And notice that it says it is God's will. So if you're a believer, if you have a relationship with Jesus, God desires for you to have this attitude of thankfulness. God desires you to have this attitude of not only being thankful, but being attentive to the things that you're supposed to be thankful for. Does that make sense? So we're constantly looking for the places and the spaces where we can embrace gratitude. See, gratitude isn't just a reaction to life's mountaintop moments. It's a posture of the heart that notices God's fingerprints on the ordinary. So we see God in everything in our lives. We notice that God's working. Even when things are not going our way and we think, oh man, this is a bad situation, or it's uncomfortable, or whatever it might be, we can still see God working in that, and we can still say thank you. We can still be grateful for the way God is working, even when it's not necessarily going our way. But it requires intentionality. We have to be paying attention to it. And that's really my first point, is that we need to bring it into focus. We need to bring it into focus. In other words, notice what's already here. We're not waiting for something special to happen before we can give thanks. We're noticing the things that we can be thankful for right now. Gratitude isn't the big moments. It's actually a lens that we choose to see through on a regular basis. When you start to see life through the lens of gratitude, it changes your perspective. It changes your responses to situations in your life. We pause and we say cheese, not in a cheesy way, as if, you know, I'm smiling, but we're pausing and we're saying, okay, this is a moment that I need to recognize that God's moving and that God's doing something. We learn to see God's goodness in those little things that we usually just overlook. Psalms 103, verse 2 says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me." Man. So the psalmist here is encouraging us to not forget the things that he's done. Another version says, let me not forget your benefits. The things that you've done for me that actually are in my best interest, that I may not know at the time, the psalmist here is saying, I don't want to forget those things. I don't want to miss those things. We live in a world that highlights what we lack, right? That's the thing that gets the most attention, the next thing to buy, the next goal to chase, the next problem to solve. It's like all the things that are out of reach seems like those things are the focus. You know, when you see an advertisement, you're not attracted to the advertisement because it's something you already have. It's usually something that you want. And so you see the ad and you're like, oh man, I wish I had that. And you try to live vicariously through the actor in the ad, right? Even though at the bottom of the screen it says paid actor, you know, not an actual participant or whatever. But the whole idea is that we're always focused on what's not there or what hasn't arrived yet, and we need to be focused on what's already here, what God is already doing. Henry Ward Beecher said this, "The unthankful heart discovers no mercies, but the thankful heart will find in every hour some heavenly blessings." So if our hearts are not thankful, if we don't have gratitude in our hearts, we are going to miss on a lot of stuff. We're going to miss out on a lot of things that God is doing if we don't have gracious hearts. It's unthankfulness that causes us to overlook what God's doing in our lives or what he's already done. And that's because we are often too focused on what's missing instead of what's right in front of us. That's our natural thing is to, it's the fear of missing out, right? I know you guys have heard that before, that, you know, you're thinking, oh man, this would be really great if only I was a part of that. If only I had that. And so you kind of live in this fear of there's something that I didn't get to experience. You know, all your friends are out having a good time. Everybody's out, you know, doing this thing and you wish you were there. You're like, man, I'm really missing out. Sometimes we live our entire lives like that, where we just feel like we're missing out on what's really out there. When the reality is, God wants us to pay attention to what is right in front of us, the things that we're actually experiencing right now. That's what it means when it says give thanks in all circumstances. Those are your personal circumstances. And it doesn't deny that there's not necessarily good things happening. It doesn't deny that there's issues, that there's problems, that there's challenges that we face. It's not a denial of that. Being a person who's filled with gratitude or thankfulness doesn't mean you're naive. Doesn't mean you live in denial. It isn't about pretending that everything's perfect. It's about trusting that God is present in everything, even when life is far from perfect. Think about how your phone works. When you go to take a picture, if it's not exactly in focus or the thing that you want to take a picture of is not in focus, what do? You just tap on the screen. And when you tap on the screen, it tells your phone, oh, this is what we want to pay attention to. This is the thing that we want to bring into focus. Otherwise, you might try to take a picture and you might have the background be nice and clear, but then the people that are supposed to be the subject of the picture are blurry. And so you just have to do that little tap to bring things into focus. And if we think of gratitude as just that way of just tapping our perspective, where the thing that we're not noticing or not paying attention to comes into focus, whatever that is that we're supposed to be thankful for, it's just going to take a little bit of a tap so that we can see the thing that God wants us to pay attention to. The practice of noticing transforms the posture of your heart. When you start to notice the things that you're supposed to be thankful for, it does something to you. It changes your heart. It changes who you are. That's how we can be joyful even when things aren't perfect. Things are not necessarily going our way, and we can still experience God's joy. Max Lucado said it this way. He said, gratitude always comes before joy. Joy is the overflow of a thankful heart. The overflow of a thankful heart. So it starts with gratitude. It starts with recognizing that there are things in our lives we have to be thankful for, and joy will follow that. When we start to become more grateful people, then we also begin to be more happy. We begin to become happier people. It's not joy that makes us grateful. It's gratitude that makes us joyful. So here's a challenge. Try this week to focus on three specific blessings that you normally would overlook. These are just suggestions. Maybe it's a cup of tea for you, but a warm cup of coffee, a good conversation, a roof over your head. There's a lot of things we experience on a regular basis that we just take for granted, and we don't thank God for those things. But it takes time to focus on those things, right? It takes time for us to pause and pay attention to those things, right? We can't rush it. And that brings us to our next point, and that is that we need to capture the moment. Capture the moment. In other words, don't rush through the blessings. Don't just pass through those things. Our culture is one that rushes all the time. We go from one meal to the next meal. We go from one moment to the next one. One job, one assignment to the next. It's like we don't pause. We just got to get on to the next thing. But gratitude requires pause. Gratitude requires that we hold still and that we wait and that we pay attention. A grateful heart slows down so that it can capture what God's doing in our ordinary life. See, if you're always in a hurry, you'll miss what God's doing right now. I'm guilty of this. I'm guilty of being a person who is oftentimes in a hurry. And I think back on moments where somebody was trying to communicate something to me, or maybe they were trying to encourage me, or maybe there was just, you know, they wanted to feel my presence. And I think back on times where I just kind of passed that by. I just was like, I got to get to the next thing. I got to go, right? It's like when I Debbie's not in the room, right? Oh, okay. It's like when I go to give my wife a kiss and I'm in a hurry and I'm leaving. Sometimes, you know, I'm going for the quick peck, and then she'll like hold on to me a little tighter. Like, no, you're not getting away with that. Just that little short kiss, right? We're gonna prolong this a little bit. And this is what God wants us to do. He wants to prolong that experience with Him, so that we can really take in the gratefulness. There's a story in the Bible where Jesus visits the home of two sisters, Mary and Martha. You remember the story? Martha's busy, bustling around. She's in a hurry. She's preparing the meal. She's getting things ready. She's cooking. She's cleaning. She's making sure everything's just right. And what is her sister Mary doing? Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus. She's just sitting there enjoying Jesus' presence, talking to Jesus, hearing the things that Jesus is saying. And Mary's, you know, Martha's got this little bit of an attitude because she's just that's one of those moments. That's the escape artist. But as Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus and Martha is in a hurry, bustling around, Jesus says this. It says in Luke 10, 41 through 42, "But the Lord said to her, 'My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There's only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her.'" So here's a situation where someone is rushing. They're in a hurry. She actually even is telling Jesus, "Hey, tell my sister to get in the kitchen and help me." And Jesus is like, "No, it's not time for that. It's time to pause. It's time to enjoy the moment. Enjoy the time that I have with you." And God is calling us to that all the time. He is constantly inviting us into the space where we can enjoy what He's doing. He doesn't want us to rush past those things. We're never going to be thankful people. We're never going to experience gratefulness if we're always in a hurry, if we're always rushing past these things. Have you ever tried to take a picture and the camera's moving and the picture doesn't come out right? The people you're trying to take a picture of, they're blurry, right? It's like, I don't know if it has to do with shutter speed, because I know some cameras can adapt to that, but for the most part, and this almost always happens when someone says, "I'll take your guys' picture." That happened to you before? You're at a nice dinner and the waiter or waitress is like, "Oh, well, I'll take your picture for you." And then they take your picture and you get your phone back and you look at it and you're like, "Oh man, it's all blurry." But you don't want to ask them to do it again, because then you know they're going to feel bad, so you just go with it. All right? This happens when we're in motion all the time. Things become a blur. We miss out on the important things when we're constantly moving. Gratitude invites us to slow down so that we can see what God is doing. We don't want to live life in a blur. Dallas Willard famously warned a pastor when this pastor asked him, "What's the most important lesson that you've learned?" He said this. He said, "Hurry is the great enemy of spiritual life in our day. You must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life." Ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. If you see hurry, if you see being in a rush as the enemy, it's going to change the way you do things. So heed the warning, my friends. Don't be in too much of a hurry to not see what God's doing, to not notice where He's working, to not be able to express thankfulness for those small things. When we slow down, we start to see that God's blessings aren't rare. We've just been rushing past them. Sometimes we complain, you know, we're like, "Oh, God's not doing enough." And so we feel like, you know, somehow, you know, God's blessings are just, you know, maybe they're not happening for me. But maybe, just maybe, we're rushing past those blessings. We're looking beyond those blessings. So here's my challenge to you. Take one pause for praise each day this week. Before you rush onto your next task, stop and thank God for something right where you are, especially if it's small. Just pause. Pause to give thanks. Okay, so there's one last important piece in this idea of noticing and focusing on these Kodak moments with God, and that is we need to keep it in the album. In other words, we need to remember his faithfulness. There's a reason that people keep photo albums, because they want to save those memories, right? Well, gratitude grows when we collect memories of God's goodness. When you hold on to those memories where God has come through for you, the gratitude stays with you. But the same is true if we forget what God has done, gratitude fades. Psalms 103 verse 2 says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. May I never forget those good things he does for me." Don't allow yourself to miss out on the blessing by not reminding yourself of what God has done for you. Some versions of the Bible, again, say, forget not all his benefits. Forgetting is a natural drift of the human heart. It's just a natural thing. We remember what we wish we could forget, and we forget what we need to remember. Gratitude is a discipline of remembrance. If we're not intentional about remembering, we're not going to experience the same kind of gratitude. So how many of you have a family photo album? I mean, nowadays, pretty much all our photos are digital for the most part. But some of us still have the big photo album. It usually has the older pictures in it, right? And you go through there, you know, sometimes people write on the back of them, so you have to like pull the photo out and read the back so that you can see what memories attached to it. Those albums serve a purpose. They're nostalgia, right? They bring back those memories when you go back and you look at those pictures. I guess the modern version of that is highlights. You know how I think most photo saving platforms have this feature where it gives you like a highlight. I don't know if yours does that. Mine does that. I have three different places where I save photos, and they all have this like highlight reel. So every once in a while, I'm looking for a picture, and I'll get stuck in these highlights, and I'll be like 5 minutes like just scrolling through this. You know, pictures of when the kids were smaller. You know, and places we've been, things we, and so I'm like going through these highlights, and I'm like, oh yeah, that was, and sometimes they put music behind it, you know, so they find a song to match it, and you're like flipping through there, and you could waste a lot of time, but it's really not time wasted. When we remember the things that we're thankful for, when we're grateful for the things that we've experienced, it's not a waste of time. I believe it's time well spent. A thankful heart keeps a spiritual album. Moments of answered prayer, unexpected provision, peace during a hard season. It's like Ann Voskamp said, gratitude is the memory of the heart. Gratitude is your heart's memory. It's really not so much a thing of the mind as it is a thing of the heart, because those memories are surrounded with emotions. Those are the things we hold on to, the feelings in the moment. And a thankful heart scrolls through God's highlights. We scroll through God's highlight reel. And again, we're reminded in Scripture that this is an important practice for us if we're going to have hearts of gratitude. Psalms 77, 11 through 12 says, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds." We're being told that this is important to spend time remembering what God has done for us. Not just remembering, but meditating, chewing on those things. This word's actually the same word that's used when a cow is chewing on hay and they ruminate, right? And then the hay, they swallow it, and then it comes back up and they chew it some more, right? This is the whole idea behind meditating on something that God has done for you. The goodness of God is worth ruminating on. It's worth spending time paying attention to. And that's where gratefulness comes from. That's where the thankfulness in our hearts comes from, spending time remembering what God has done for us. And it's actually good for our brains. I don't know if you know this, but it's actually good for your brain to remember God's goodness. It affects your brain in a way that's almost unexplainable. Your brain is constantly creating new channels, new networks. And when you don't use something very often, you start to lose that channel or that pathway in your brain. But the more time you spend remembering, the more that becomes fully developed. Dr. Jim Wilder, he's an author and a theologian, and he's also an expert on neuroscience. I've read like three of his books, and they're pretty amazing. And they all have the same kind of theme, where you can rewire your brain to be a person that is more happy, a person that is more content, a person that experiences more peace. It's not you that does it, obviously. God created you that way. He designed you to be able to get those neural pathways back that bring you peace, that bring you calm, that bring you contentedness. And it's all here in Scripture. It's encouraged. We're encouraged to do it. Jim Wilder said this. He said, "Gratitude is a right brain practice of remembering the moments that tell the story of God's goodness." My friends, tell the story of God's goodness. Tell yourself that story over and over again. And the story that you're telling may be unique to you. God may have treated you with a goodness that somebody else maybe wouldn't understand. Maybe it wouldn't make sense to them. But keep reminding yourself, keep telling the story of how God has been good to you, because that is where gratitude has grown. So I encourage you to do something practical that makes this a purposeful thing in your life. Start a gratitude album this week. Okay, you may have a picture album already. You may have a scrapbook somewhere, but start a gratitude album. Write down one memory of God's goodness each day, and by the end of the week, you'll have a record of his faithfulness that builds faith for the future. You start recording these things, you start writing these things down, and maybe you're like, oh, I'm not a person that journals, I'm not a person that takes notes, but I encourage you guys to do this. Jim Wilder calls this joy exercises, where you write down the things that you're thankful for. You write down those good moments. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something that happened in church, right? I mean, sometimes we think, oh, if it's an encounter with God, it's got to be like something super spiritual. Doesn't necessarily have to be that. It might just be a funny moment with family or with friends that brought you joy. And you're like, oh man, thanks God for bringing me that joy. I'm going to write that one down. Start recording these things. And then go back and read them. Go back and remember those things. Allow your brain to remember those joyful moments that give you that dopamine rush again, right? I mean, that's God designed our brains to do that. And so many times we waste those pleasure urges on things like entertainment and movies and television and the internet and social media. It's like we're wasting all of those things that we could be experiencing on the memories of God's goodness in our lives. And so I challenge you guys to do that. When we say cheese, we're not forcing a fake smile. Maybe you've seen a kid do that, you know, say cheese and they just give the cheesiest smile. That's really not what we're doing. We're simply pausing and we're reflecting what God has done for us. It literally will bring a smile to your face when you do that. I'm going to leave you with this quote from Henry Nouwen. He said this. He said, "Gratitude can transform common days into thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings." Guys, so this is my desire for you. This is God's plan for you, but it is something that I want you to experience, especially at this Thanksgiving season. We've got like a whole month, and we've got 5 weeks here in the month of November that we can spend time thanking God, reflecting on God's goodness, writing these things down, paying attention, pausing, slowing down so that we can remember what God has done for us. That's what this series is all about. Because life is not made up of the big moments. Life is made up of a series of small moments. And those are the things that we need to be thankful for. Because when we're thankful for those things, that establishes gratitude in our hearts. So my encouragement, my challenge to you guys is to pause and notice what God's doing. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you. Thank you, God, for making our minds and our hearts the way that you have so that we can enjoy the things that you've given us. We can enjoy the moments, the memories, all of those things that bring our hearts peace and contentment and happiness. And those are the things that we should be thankful for. And so, God, I pray for every single person in this room right now. Maybe we would not consider ourselves to be thankful people. Maybe that's not the outstanding quality in our lives. But my prayer, Father, right now is that you would do a work in each one of our hearts. Help us, Father, to become people that are thankful. It'll do us good if we do that. Maybe you're here this morning and you're having a challenging week. Maybe it's been a challenging month. Maybe it's been a challenging year and you're just like, man, I'm just not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And so maybe you're thinking, oh, over the next 4 or 5 weeks, we're going to be talking about being thankful and I literally can't find anything to be thankful for. If that's you, I just want to pray for you right now. If you're struggling to find thanksgiving in your heart, would you just lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. This is challenging for you. Thank you. Anybody else? Maybe it's a hard time you're going through right now. You just can't find something to be thankful for. Thank you. Thank you. God, I just lift up those that are recognizing right now that this is a struggle for them to be thankful. God, give them the ability to slow down, to pause, to pay attention, to notice the good things that you're doing. Those moments that are easily overlooked and maybe aren't important to anybody else. But God, give them a supernatural ability to slow down and see those things and then to thank you for them and to begin to cultivate a heart of gratitude. Father, do that for all of us. We all need this. And we look forward to what you're going to do, Father. We love you. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. It's going to be a good series, guys. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about Jerry being with us again. That's one thing I'm thankful for. But again, encourage you guys. Take those pauses in your day. Write that stuff down. Make sure that you're not passing by the things that God wants us to notice and be thankful for. Does that sound good? Awesome. Love you guys.
You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us at remnantchurchonline.com. You thought of us before the world.